Welcome, everyone. Every week we gather under the magnificent name of Jesus. And there are a lot of names of Jesus, who he is. But one of the important ones in the beginning of, in one of the Gospels, we see Peter saying that you are Christ, the Son of the living God. So what does it mean that he is the Son of the living God? In Colossians 1, there is a short summary of who Jesus is as a Son of the living God. It says, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. That is the Son of God that we worship this morning. So let's lift up his name and let's worship him, because it is his name that we gather around. So would you like to just stand up? Let's come to Jesus with everything that you have. It is the name that is above every other name. And it is the name that has power. And we offer our worship. We don't come to God seeking for something. We come to him to offer something in worship. So let's just worship God today.
Just get on the sea, I'm on, triple jack ahead. Changing.
The presence of Jesus is here. And I believe he's saying to some people, everything that you put into my hands, I will make beautiful. This is a time of surrender. All our ambitions, hopes, and plans. You know, God gives the desires of our heart, but he also wants us to surrender them before him. Say, your will be done, Lord. Jesus. Just have a moment with God right now. And if your heart is in it, just say, I surrender all the ambitions of my heart, my hopes and my plans. That means the goals that I want to reach and the way that I want to reach them. I surrender the goal and the path in your hands, Lord. Everything that you put into my hands, I will make beautiful. He gives beauty for ashes, and nothing is impossible for him.
So wonderful.
God said to Moses, you throw down your staff and it'll start to move. It'll be like a snake. Not quite the exact analogy, but God is saying, right now, whatever you lay down, I'll bring it to life. Whatever you're able to lay down, and I mean truly lay down before Him, He will bring it to life. Jesus, we want to thank You. Thank You. That You're a God with the power of resurrection. That when we bring our unanswered prayers before You, You bring them to life, Lord. When we bring those forgotten prayers before You, You answer those prayers. Move mountains and You get us through the valleys. Your ways are incomprehensible. But You are good, and we rely on Your goodness. Jesus, whatever we are able to lay down in front of You today, I pray, bring it to life, Lord. The power of the living God is here.
God's presence is very much with us this morning. And as we're just lingering in His presence, maybe this morning you'd like to say, Lord, I want to offer my life up to You, Lord. Everything I have is from You. I'm alive because Jesus is keeping me alive. He sustains all things by His powerful word. Lord, take my life. Do something marvelous with it. Yeah? Jesus said, He who holds on to His life will lose it. Yeah? And we're saying, Lord, use me, Lord. However You want to use me. Yeah? And if that's you this morning, you want to recommit, rededicate your life to Jesus, you know, why don't you just put your hands up and say, Lord, here I am. Okay, we can sing that once again. Come.
And you may be saying, I'm not perfect. I've got weaknesses. I've got things that are not right with me, or I don't know how to do this. I'm shy. I can't speak. Remember, Moses had all those excuses. Yeah. And God said, "Who's made you?" What God is looking for is not ability, but availability. Are you this morning willing to say, "Lord, I offer myself up to You"? My sin and my weakness. I may not be able to speak or be bold. I may be shy. But whatever it is, Lord, take me in Your hands. Great things can happen. Amen. If you'd like to respond, say, Lord, touch me by Your Spirit. Put your hand up. Reach out to the Lord, you know, and let Him touch you.
And so I saw this picture of somebody just waking up with a start every night. The reason is because of some heart issue, like high BP or something like that, and you're just waking up and God's saying He's here to heal, firstly, and secondly that the cause of that is anxiety, that you just wake up in the middle of the night or sometime in the morning and you're like with a start and then you feel your heart pound really hard and you know you're feeling choked. If there is somebody in this room who's going through that, God is saying the root of that is anxiety, and it'll, as you lay down all your burdens before me, you'll be released. You'll literally physically feel a release from that because your heart will, you know, just start functioning normally. So if that's you, let's all stand. And for any of the things that we talked about right now, if you want to just respond in God's presence, it's a good place to do it.